adults who experience the Indian residential school as young children. Now as adults, we carry the pain of abandonment, anger, resentment, because we had nowhere to go and no one would listen to us. This is what the children learned. We learned how to lie, cheat, and be abusive from the Indian residential school. The Indian residential school had a tremendous effect on me. The temperament and behavior of the men in charge was a learned behavior for me. The same harsh, controlling behavior they used, I used on my children. They can verify this for you. The guilt and shame I feel for the way I treat them is overwhelming at times. To overcome this feeling, I remember my dad's words. You did the best you could. Your children are here. They are good kids. Now I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I daily ask my people who have gone before me to help me watch over them with the love and guidance they need to become the caring and loving human beings they were meant to be. I have no visible scars from the residential school, but inside the pain is piercing and tormenting. Mentally, the Indian residential school was very traumatic for me. The silent sobbing still for a lost child, being separated from my family, friends, and community. I will never forget the day my father left my brothers and me. I sought 2 days because I was filled with the fear of strange people, strange communities, surroundings, and strange smells. This is traumatic for a 6-year-old girl. Imagine the toll it took on that innocent child. The adequate nourishing and nutrition that a child needed was not there. The feeling of hopelessness was always with you because you felt like a prisoner and there was no way out. If the child tried to escape, they were publicly humiliated. They would shave their children's hair and then beaten with a leather strap. The children who did run away were used as examples to other children. The residential schools did more damage to my people than good. What made the government and the Catholic Church believe that we would have better lives with them than with our own people? What made them think we did not have family beliefs, spiritual beliefs? What made them think they were superior and we needed saving because our beliefs were different from theirs? At the residential school, we were told we were pagans and would grow up to be good-for-nothing Indians. Do they realize the impact their words had on us? It didn't help the children, knowing they were going to hell if we didn't do what the nuns demanded. This fear is still inside of me. I am sure other survivors still feel the fear. Especially now, we are revealing the true nature of the government and the Catholic Church, using force and fear as a tactic to control innocent Indian children. Is the Catholic Church above the law? Why? Where they can commit crimes and don't have to pay the consequences? They let murderers and rapists go free, move them to new locations where they are free to molest more innocent children. The government and churches are still using these tactics. This is still going on today. The governments are displacing people because of their resources, caring only for the money so they can destroy and deplete the earth. Not only Indian people suffer, all humans suffer because of the greed of the government and corporations. Then they will send in the Catholic Church to save the poor children. Will this cycle ever end? Many survivors still suffer from the traumatic experience of the residential schools, confused about their identity, isolating themselves because they don't know where they belong. Many are jobless because of the treatment and prejudices they received while they were in the residential school and non-native schools. So they didn't care or want to go back to school. Right to this day, survivors are still numbing their desperate feelings with alcohol, drugs, prescribed drugs. And fortunately, we passed on our feelings of desperation to our children. Now they are in the cycle of alcohol and drug abuse. drug, prescribed drug abuse, and our suicide. These are only some of the problems we face in our communities. The government and the Catholic Church did a good job in their assimilation camps, assimilating Indian people on the outside and inside. Fortunately, some of us protected ourselves with our inner spirit, but fortunately, some have lost all hope for the people, their beliefs, and have assimilated into your society. I am sure the government is elated now they can teach them to be as treacherous, dictating, and unjust as they are. And I see it in our communities today. The torment still lives on, not only by the government, but now by our own people, who have adapted to the government's way of life. It makes it difficult for us to be the people we once were. I am still tormented by their actions. It is a race of people you are persecuting. It is a fact you tried to wipe us off the face of the earth when you gifted us with blankets infected with smallpox. It is a fact you ordered the scalps of our people, paying more for the women and children so we couldn't reproduce. It is a fact you outlawed our spiritual ceremonies and damaged the spirituality of our people. It is a fact the government prospers while we live in poverty, economically, socially, and emotionally. It is a fact you continue to persecute our people by dictating your way of life with your mandates. It is a fact we are a nation. That is why you signed treaties with our people. It is a fact you are guilty of a violation on human rights. This is an act of genocide. This is how we are still being treated to this very day. What I don't understand is the government sends our young men and women to other countries to stop the crimes of genocide, yet they are guilty of the same crime. As I stated in the beginning, I was curious to see what was happening with the issues concerning residential schools. And with the research, I found that Gilbert Oskaboos was right. I believe this to be a big circus, the government, collecting and using our stories to benefit themselves, trying to look good in the eyes of the world. I know there has been millions and millions of taxpayers' money spent, maybe billions by now. Because when I was in the SOS pilot project in the late 1990s, it was well over a million. What I need now is to rid myself of this anger and resentment I have towards the government and the Catholic Church. Hopefully, sharing my feelings and story will relieve some of my torment. I know there is no way I will ever be able to get rid of it all. Until the government and churches tell the truth to the world, maybe then I will be able to reconcile. Now, how I feel about this process is it's only lies and pacification. There is no truth from the government. They are only pacifying us with measly compensations. This process is unfair and just. Yes, the government has healing programs, and that's just what it is, programs. They last only for a short period. As my brothers Wayne and Vaughn both stated, we need sustainability in our communities, not programs. Healing from the residential school era and the inhumane treatment of our people in the Catholic Church will take a lifetime for me. But I pray to the Creator that our future generations become the loving and caring people we once were. I want to say a little prayer. Oh, Great Spirit, pour down your blessings on our children, friends, and guests, so they will live happy lives. Make all our trails straight and smooth before us, and let us live to a grand old age, for we are all your children. And make these requests with the sincerity of heart. A Blackfoot prayer. Thank you.